the name of Jesus that I lose peace and I lose joy, I lose healing in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. So get yourself ready now before to hear the word. May God bless all of you as you listen to the word. God bless you. It's Brother Al.
Hallelujah. Come on, keep giving him some praise. Hallelujah. Don't stop because of me. Hallelujah. Glory. Lord, we bless your name today. Lord, we lift you up, God. We give you all the glory, Lord. You deserve it, God. In the name of Jesus. Come on and give them some praise. Hallelujah. God, you're great and greatly to be praised, Lord. Oh, glory, Lord. Come down in this place this morning, God. Fill every believer, God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint, Father God, we pray, God. Save, God. Destroy yokes, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you the glory, all the honor in Jesus' name, Lord. You may be seated. I want to thank the Lord this morning for just being good. I thank God for my wife, my children, and thank God for my pastor. I do thank God for just being God. And yesterday, it just seemed like I skipped a day. Like God took me from here for a day. And it was so strange. I don't know what happened yesterday. You know, all I know is that I got up about 5:30 in the morning. I get up early when it's time to come to church. I may not be on time all the time for work. But man, one thing I know, I want to be on time when these doors are open. Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever we have, and I want to be on time. So I got up yesterday and got my little stuff together, and I tried to tiptoe and get out of everybody's way, get myself ready for what I thought was today. So I got here about 8. Normally I bring my son Kobe with me, but that particular morning I looked at him and said, I'm going to let him sleep and come in with mom. And I got here and I started studying. And I'm looking out the window. It's 9:30. You know, normally pastor and sister, brother Flip on them coming in. Ain't nobody coming in. Look back at the clock. 9:40. Well, it's just running late. Then I get a text. Keep praying. Y'all know what the text said. So I thought, yes, Lord. And I'm still looking back at the clock. I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe something else is going on. Maybe I missed one of the texts or something, you know. Maybe pastor say stay home and do something, you know, pray and reach out. And I thought, well, after that, the 10:30 come, I said, well, Lord, I'm going to pray. So I started praying and walking to church, you know, really reaching out. And I told pastor, and I tell you, I had the best time of my life in here. The best, I mean, I wasn't no music. Wasn't nobody preaching. I had the best time of my life in this place yesterday. And I get home. I walk in with my bag, with these clothes that I got on today because I thought, and my wife in the kitchen, she's sweeping. She looked at me like, where you coming from? Where you been? And I looked at her like, church. And I'm wondering, I'm thinking she's been telling me something like, why ain't nobody at church? And she said, today's Saturday. I'm like, today is not Saturday. And she knew I was serious. I said, today is not Saturday. Today is Sunday. I said, you just missed it. And so she said, well, no, didn't you go to church yesterday, Friday? And I started thinking, I'm like, that wasn't Friday. So I said, I heard you talking to the kids yesterday saying that you thought Friday was Saturday. And so I'm thinking, wait a minute. I got up and I went into this room and I saw my work clothes out. I said, man, is today Saturday? That explains why I got my work clothes. They sitting on the couch. Lo and behold, I was here, you know, ready to preach. All was on my mind is getting to church. All was in my heart was getting there worshiping God. That was just on my mind. I said, Lord, I don't know where you took me for a day, but it seemed like I missed a whole 24 hours on this planet with y'all. I don't know where that other day went. I was just convinced in my heart and my mind that yesterday was Sunday. And then my son looked at me and said, you know what? Dad had the same thought. I thought today was Sunday. I'm like, well, I ain't by myself then. But here I am. I'm back. I say, Lord, walking out the door days. Well, Lord, here I am going again in these same clothes with COVID. So I'm just grateful unto God that's in me. That's on my mind. You know, and I called my supervisor and said, hey, look, y'all went to call me in on the carpet. I said, because I thought today was Sunday. He said, what? He said, Al. I said, yeah, Dorian. I said, man, I thought today was Sunday, man. I went to church. I told him the whole bit. When nobody there, and I'm looking, keep looking, I'm praising, walking God. I'm praising God, and you know, you get over, you get to look. Still, that silver coin pool. Yeah, I'm thinking, man, something got to be going on. And so at the end of service, I took up offering and everything. I put my tithes in. I had church yesterday, y'all. I just want y'all to know. I want y'all to know. I wasn't in here jiving around. I had church yesterday. You know, and God met me. You know, I had a good time yesterday. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to do it all, Lord. You know, the only thing I didn't do is open up the Bible and start preaching. Last time, I think it was in the wintertime, I started preaching to the benches. And then Ronnie came in. And I started preaching to Ronnie. You know, so I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep on moving. I'm going to keep on stepping. No matter what comes my way. You know, the devil try to stop you in all kind of ways. But I'm going to keep on walking today. And my message today is power walking with God. So you got to keep on walking with God no matter what you go through. No matter what the devil bring up on you. You're going to walk with God. And I pray today that the Lord would do something. Move. Deliver. Yeah, I know that's funny. Yeah, you got the right. I mean, it wasn't funny to me. My wife looked at me like, and I'm thinking, she's trying to make me think I'm crazy. You know, I know today's Sunday. I wasn't believing nothing else. Today is Sunday. And I thought, well, me and Kobe finna go, we gonna go ride our bikes. And boy, I started thinking and thinking. I'm like, man, today is Saturday, Lord. God is just good. God is just an awesome God. I'm going to be reading out the book of 1 John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. And then out of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 1. God is just an awesome God, man. I tell you, he do things that's just unexplainable. You know, all we got is a testimony testimony of what God done. How he did it, I don't know. I can't tell you, but it happened. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come before you this morning, Lord, with thanksgiving in my heart, God. Lifting you up, Father, lifting up your son, Jesus' name. I thank you this morning, God, for allowing me once again, Lord, to stand before your precious people, Lord. I thank you, Father, God, for your word, God. I thank you, Lord, for just letting me handle the word of life, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for this people, Lord, your sheep, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for the pastor of this church, God, my Pastor Davis, Lord. I thank you for her, God. Thank you for my wife, God. Lord, I thank you for all those, God, that have stood with me. But most of all, God, I thank you for standing there with me, God. And I pray, Father, this morning, Lord, that you would use me just for a little bit, God. Anoint me, Father God, that yokes will be broken, God. Anoint me, Father God, that souls will be saved, Lord. I ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Come on, give God one more praise this morning. He deserved the glory. 1 John, the very first chapter, starting at the first verse, and it reads, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. The apostle here is talking about from the beginning. He's telling us still today that what they have heard and what they have seen and what they have looked upon and handled with their very hands, the word of life. They're talking about Jesus. They've handled him with their very hands. And he said, for the life was manifested. He said, the life. I think that should have been capitalized. The life was manifested. Jesus was manifested. And we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. He said, look, we have seen him and we bear witness of him. He's telling us still today, over 2,000 years ago, he's still trying to convince us today. We've seen him, but some people don't believe that witness still. We've seen him for ourselves. We handled him. You know, it was manifested even from the beginning. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So he's still trying to convince us that we have seen this life, this Word. We have seen Jesus. And that which we have seen, verse 3, and have declared, and that which we have seen and heard and declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. He that worship God must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. And these things we write unto you, that with that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, I say I got fellowship with him. How about you? What do you say this morning? I say I got fellowship with him. And if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. Darkness can be a lot of things. And do not the truth. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us, how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. Telling us, look, telling us how we're supposed to walk before God, how we're supposed to live before God. And a lot of that stuff is just going out the window nowadays. Ain't nobody walking with God no more. Ain't nobody doing nothing for God no more. You know, we do the best we can, we say. But it's so nice. Got home, I got up this morning. It was just so refreshing to see what my wife had laid out for my granddaughters. She had dresses up there. I got home the other day, he had this dress on this little girl. I said, well, you know, God, you answer my prayer. Because I drive around St. Louis County and I see just about everything. I see the kids nowadays. And I've said this before. Little kids, grown kids, you hardly ever see them little girls in dresses anymore. Everything on them is tight. You know, you got a lot of perverts out here. You know? And I thank the Lord that God answered my prayer, that she's putting them on dresses, because one of my granddaughters, I tell my son, I say, man, look, you know, I understand Michael Jordan is this, that, and the other, you know, and, you know, they got girls Jordans, they say, but everything that she put on just reminds me as a little dude. And I'm saying, man, dress her like a little girl sometime. Put on some sandals. Let her toes hang out coming up, our sisters, and, you know, they have their toes out and everything. Now she's masculine too. She's a thick, masculine, muscular little girl. I said, man, put on some, you know, girly little clothes. Make out, you know, don't let her forget what she is. So we're going to power walk with the Lord, with God. Power walking can help you maintain a healthy weight. It can prevent or manage various conditions such as heart disease, high blood pressure, and all this other stuff that we got. You know, we inflict on ourselves. It strengthens your bones and your muscles. It's supposed to be better than just walking. That's what I'm told. Because they say when you power walk, you're using everything in your body. Arms, legs, everything just going. And you're just a brisk walk. You're just going. I thought, Lord, when you tell us to do something, we don't. We barely getting there. You know, we ain't hustling. We ain't hastening to the word of God. You know, we got to hasten to what God tell us to do. Lord, you say what? Okay, I'm finna go and do it. I'll be back. You say what? But when God tell us something, now we do. Well, I don't know. You know, is this God? You know, well, I hear what pastor's saying, but, well, I got to get a word from God. What you think she up here doing? That's the word from God. You know, all you got to do is check up on her. Get in the Bible and check and see if what she's saying is the truth. You know, the truth gonna make you free. Supposed to anyway. It will if you believe the word of God. It'll make you free. And also, it will keep you healthy. It will keep down a whole lot of weight when you trust God. You ain't got to worry about all of this stuff that we carry around. I ain't talking about the physical way. I'm talking about all this spiritual stuff that's weighing us down. You know, we carry so much that we think that Jesus needed some help. To bear the cross, to bear the sins of the world. You know, we try to carry, okay, Jesus, you done your job. Let me pick this up and carry this. No. Walk in the word. It's already been finished. I mean, if you can name it and believe it, then it's done. It's yours. It's yours for taking. He said he prepared a table before us before in the presence of our enemies. So whatever we need, God got it. Well, if you don't walk with God, you're walking alone. You're walking in worry. You have no confidence. You ain't believing nothing. Ain't nothing gonna last. Ain't nothing gonna work for you. When you're walking without the Lord, you're walking in defeat. How can you be victorious without God? A lot of people think they are victorious. A lot of people think they are truly, truly blessed because of the things that they have. Yeah, God blessed me with things. He blessed me with health and strength. But the biggest thing God blessed me with was salvation. He blessed me to know how to go through my tests and my trials. Because the things that he blessed me with can't take me through. The things that he blessed me with cannot lift my spirit up. These things can't do nothing for me. They just pile up and pile up and pile up. And I'm still getting weighed in my spirit. I'm getting down, walking like an old man with this stuff all in my heart. So when you don't walk with God, you're walking alone. See, because when you walk against the grain, and some things is good to walk, to go against the grain. When you're walking against God, you're walking against the grain. But they tell me it's good to have some things that you can go against the grain. And one of the things that I picked up was that when I shave, they say you shave against the grain, that it give you a smoother feel. And it does. You shave against the grain, the hair grow down, you go up with that razor. Boy, I be want to put my face in my wife, feel that. Man, ain't no more whiskers on there. Ain't nothing scratching you now, is it? But they say there's a downfall to things when you go against the grain. You try to put your finger on a piece of wood, a piece of lumber, and go against that grain. What's the downfall? You're going to get a splinter. The downfall to going against the grain on this beard is, they say you can get a hair bump and it can get infected. But the downfall is when you're going against the grain, the word of God, you're going to fall. Rest assured, ain't nothing going to work. You're going to get a thorn in your flesh. You're going to get that splinter. You're going to have a thorn in your flesh somewhere, everywhere. That's the downfall when you don't walk with God. He said the things won't last. That what God is saying, God is saying that we have committed ourselves to two evils. He said, you have forsaken me, the fountain of the living water, and have built your own cisterns. Broken system. You got some broken systems. It says cisterns, but we got some broken systems that we have. Because we ain't putting God in everything that we do. We're going on our own. We're being self-sufficient. I got a great job. I make a whole lot of money. Somebody just told me, said, look, it's good not to have that concern and worry no more because I got a good job. I'm making a whole lot of money. I said, that can be taken from you just as fast as it was given to you. Don't you depend on that kind of stuff. You better lift your hands up and say, Lord, I thank you for this job. I thank you for this money. Now help me to do what I'm supposed to do with it, God, because it all belonged to God. You know, all this stuff is broken. When you start depending on the government, depending on people, you done built yourself a broken system. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to last. It won't hold water, it said. You'll prosper your own ways. But when you walk with God, let me tell you about this. When you walk with God, you're walking in victory. Ain't nothing that you going to go through ain't gonna work for you. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God and was not. How about let's walk with God and not be want nothing? He said you won't want any good thing when you walk with me. How about let's walk with God and walk right on into my healing? The devil will always try to stop you when you're going through. You know, the devil will try to stop your walk. I said yesterday on my Sunday, I said, Lord, I ain't going to stop walking. On my Sunday, I said, Lord, I'm going to keep on going. They said, sir, I'm going to keep moving, God. I need healing in my body. My children need to be saved, Lord. I don't care what the people say, but you said, God, you will save my household. You said, God, by your stripes, I am healed, Lord. So I don't know about y'all. I'm walking in power because I'm walking in the word of God. The word of God is powerful and it's quick, the Bible says. You got to walk in the word. When you walk with God, you don't have no worries. You don't have no troubles. And when you do walk into a trouble, he said, I will always be there with you. He said, look, I'll be there in the very present time of trouble. So don't be afraid of this lifestyle. Some folk don't want to get saved. They don't want to turn their life over to God because they done found out. When you following Jesus, you got trouble behind you. You got trouble all around you. I was doing just fine when I was in the world. I had a pocket full of money. I had the cars. I had jewelry on, rings on every finger. I had jewelry from here to a choker all the way down to my navel. I had everything. I thought, look, this is the life. You know, I don't want nothing else. But one day I was in the club. I tell this all the time. I was sitting in the club. Wasn't on the dance floor this time. She said, I can't dance. And I was sitting at the table, had me a cup of orange juice, didn't drink. But I was just what we call, come on, what you call it, eight faking. As if though I was drinking some gin and juice, but I just had the juice, I left the gin out. Because I had to see what's going on around me. I knew I was in hostile territory on Goodfellow Natural Bridge. I had to be in my right, some of my right mind. So if something break out, I can either defend myself or get on up out of there. So I was sitting down at that table, and I call it something back then, but we know what it is today though. I said, I was sitting there and something came to me and said, hey, go home. You don't belong. He said it three times. And on the third time, I hastened to the word. I power stepped in the word. I said, Lord, let me find them guys. I said, look, hey, David, y'all got to take me home. I said, what's wrong with you, man? You got some static? No, I ain't got no static. Somebody step on your shoes? No, ain't nothing going on. I said, I just need to go home. I don't know why. Something just told me to go home and get out of here. And from that day forth, I went home and started reading my Bible. And my mama said that the Lord is calling you. So when you walk with God, you ain't got to worry about no troubles because he said, I will be with you in the very present time of trouble. You ain't got to worry about the devil. You know, he get permission to do what he gonna do. So all of this stuff is behind me. The children of Egypt, children of Israel coming out of Egypt, Pharaoh behind them and the Red Sea before them. Sometimes it feels like in my life, I don't know about y'all, that Pharaoh is behind me and there are all of these obstacles in front of me. Lord, how am I going to do this? You can't do it, Brother Al. Lord, how am I going to get over there? You can't get over it, Al. Lord, which way do I need to go? Well, thank you for asking that, Brother Al. All you got to do, God, all you got to do, Brother Al, is hearken unto me. All you got to do is ask me. Ask me. All this trouble behind me, you ain't got to be afraid. God will get rid of all the enemies behind you. And that obstacle in front of you, God will move it out the way. When you power walk in God, when you believe in God, just believe God and walk. All of this stuff that we're going through, just walk. You know, I don't care. The devil's on my trail. That's okay. He ain't going to catch up with me. And if he do, God got something for him. I'm just going to keep on walking. Some of us just stop. We just stop walking. That's when the devil catch up with you and he do a number on you. We get out the word. We start doing things our own way. But you got to walk with God. Even though you walk through the fire, God is with you. The devil thought he put us in the fire. I know we all been somebody in the fire, but I think somebody fire is getting. Somebody, God is pouring some water on some fire today. Y'all know who I'm talking about. God pouring some water on that fire. He dousing that fire. He doing it. You know, the devil thought he put us in the fire. The king said, look low. Then we put three people in the fire. I see four men. Then he put nine people in the fire. Me, my wife, and my other son. Then he put us in the fire. No, I see 10 of them. We put nine in there, but there's 10. And they loose in the fire. And they walking around. Who is the fourth? The fourth one looked like the Son of God. They praising God. They singing God. They worshiping God in the fire. That's what you got to do. That's power walking with God. When the enemy throw you in the fire, you just got to keep on stepping, Lord. Lord, you said you would deliver me. God, you said you would heal my broken heart. Oh, my God, you said you would do it, Lord. You said, God, you're going to be on the scene for me. You ain't got to worry about that, devil. The Son of God is with you. When you're power walking, you ain't walking by yourself. You're walking with God. But you can't walk with God and not believe him. You got to have faith. You got to keep going. And faith, the Lord told me when I was over here on my Sunday, brother, have faith is your fuel. I'm telling y'all, faith is your fuel. That's the only way that you're going to keep on walking with God. You got to have some fuel. And this faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God. So I don't know what these folk out here talking about that they don't need to go to church. If you ain't getting no word of God, you ain't getting no fuel. You can just about tell who got some fuel in them and who ain't got no fuel. The ones just, I don't know. You know, maybe God will do it. You know, he'll do it for them, but I don't know if he'll do it for me. You know, I just can't see my son coming out of this one. I just can't believe it. No, he got in too deep. I can't see my daughter coming off the street. Oh, no. She loved that dude too much. I just can't see it. But, Lord, I can't see it. I can't feel it. You can take my eyes. You can take my hands. But you cannot take my fuel. You can't take what I believe. I say, Lord, I don't know nothing. I ain't like a lot of folk in here. I don't have that college degree. I don't have that big vocabulary. But one thing that I do, Lord, I have fuel. I have faith in you that knowing, God, whatever I go through, Lord, that you're going to bring me out of it. Whatever my children going through, Lord, that you're going to deliver them, God. Whatever, God, is going on in my life, God, I'm going to keep on walking toward you, God. I'm going to keep on what my daddy say. I don't care what my friends, my neighbors say. Lord, you said, God, you said it, Lord. Keep on keeping that fuel. Keep believing God. Fuel is the faith. Without this fuel, you can't go nowhere. Try to go out there and put, ain't going nowhere. You got to put something in it. We got need to put some of that high octane stuff in us. Maybe we need to put some gunk in there to clean all of that through the fire a lot of time. We got so much gunk in there. We got so much dross in us. But these fiery trials to come up on you as though some strange thing happened. He said, look, why did this happen to me, God? Don't think, look, who are you? You a handpicked. I moved him out the way. I moved her out the way. I saw you through the fire. You know, I'm going to put you through it. You need to go through the fire first. And when you heat up that gold, the Bible says, all of that stuff that ain't helped me to let me clean up my life. You can't clean it up, Brother Al. Let me put you through, Lord. Wash me, Lord. Cleanse me, Lord. That's your wife. He's a consuming fire. When he come down and set you on fire, it ain't always about you preaching it. They call it draws. It got the, and then he do the skimming off of it. Come on, let me get that filth out of you. Let me get it out of you. It need to come out of you. Fuel the fire, Lord. Fuel the fire. I said we keep believing him and just keep on walking. That fuel, it causes us to keep moving. The Bible says, you know, we got to have some light. We got to have him right to man. I don't know about y'all, but a whole lot of things I check myself with this word. Say, Lord, that wasn't right. That wasn't right. You know, teaching me some stuff that I don't understand. Lord, I wouldn't do it that way. I wouldn't say it that way. When I check myself with the word, she was right on the money. So the word got to be a lamp to your feet and a light unto your path. Heart devises his way. That means he's got a plan for, man got a plan for his own way. I don't need nobody. I don't need God. I already got this together. I know I got it all taken care of. It's all good. You watch and see, Daddy. You watch. Take God to order his steps. God direct. So you're a good man this morning. You're a good man. You're a good. God ordered your steps today. God is ordering your steps. So walk in the word. If it ain't the word of God, don't listen to your friends. Don't listen to Oprah and all them other folk. Ooh, they can tell you some stuff. Now they got them a little session that they sit around and cuss each other out. And the word, God, you said, I'm coming out, Lord. God said what? This morning, it's my season. Don't think that because you're going through, that ain't no end. There's an ending point to that too. Coming. So when you're going, don't think that you ain't coming out. But you can't come out if you stop walking. The end of all things are coming. I got this going because I know I got an ending. I'm coming out what you're going through, but God knows what you're going through. God can handle it. Put it in all things. Well, with some of y'all, some things. But with to them that love the Lord, to them that are the call according to us. So it don't make no difference what it is. Put it in God's hand. Keep walking in the word. Side of your trial. Lord, what happened to that? Wasn't long either. It feel long when you're going through now. Because I kept going. I kept on singing. I kept on praising. I kept on stepping. I kept on believing what this crazy preacher was saying and crazy teacher was saying. I praise you. You'll confuse that devil, Lord. He wouldn't know what else to do, God. You said if I just get, you'll look back. It's just been 2 years. That's all. Your mind ain't on your problem no more. Your mind ain't on your situation. A lot of circumstances. A lot of situations. Your mind ain't on that stuff no more. Your mind. It's very impossible to please God and power walk. All of this stuff that's on us is going to fall off. Yes, believe God. The job's going to come. Rest assured that job going to come. Because his household is worse than an infidel. Do you belong to God? Children. God going to take care of his kids. He taking care of me, my wife, a bunch of them. You know, my quiver is full. God showed me that there is evidence here among us. Invisible qualities, his eternal power, have been clearly seen, made. We are without excuse. So when you stand, well, I didn't know that, Lord. He's going to say, you're going to be without excuse. All, you know, the trees, the grass, the fish, the sky, and all this stuff. We are without excuse. That is God's invisible power. He spoke that. So when you get up there and get to conversate with God like you're going to do in the courtroom, but judge, stuff was created. And people say now, well, man can do that. No, he can't. Creation is from the beginning without anything. Man got to have something to do something with. All of this, kids. He cloning the grass, he cloning people. They doing, they said, man had to make that, son. Yeah, I know. I said, but you know, look what man is doing. God said, faster. Cars. You know, they making these supercars. Computer seem like. Because you need some more, what they call that stuff, RAM and the other stuff. You pass up some stuff when you go too fast. You miss out. Paul said, so I think this age done messed us up. Man, boop, it's going to pop. I ain't got a rate. Back a long time ago, come back and it's still dialing. Man, I was used to it, but now this stuff to come, I can do it. Don't think that he can't. He can do it. But God sees something in us. Things. We got to wait. The Bible say they that wait up on the Lord, weary. They shall walk. I'm going to walk in my situation. I ain't going to faint. I ain't going to hasten. I'm going to hasten to his word, but I'm going to walk. I'm in this race. And God going to come through for us. It's your season. It's going to happen. Whatever it is, it's going to happen. God going to come through for you. If you walk, if you're waiting up on. See, the word of God, the Bible says, it will not return to him. He said, whatever I sent it out to do, it accomplished whatever. Joint heirs with God. Joint heirs with Christ. If we children limbs, so that we can be grafted in. So if I'm a joint heir, Jesus said, when I pray, believe that I already received. Believe that I already got it. What I say. So what I'm saying is that whatever you say, will, your word ain't going to return void either. Your word going to accomplish what you're sending out. It's going to come. You're going to send some bad word out there. You know, folk die. They talk real bad to them. Young folk. Them words accomplish what they sent them out to do. Man, you got to tell them that they will. It ain't always speaking what's thing about money. Money, 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 money. Give me the money. Show me the money. You know, I was telling Pastor this morning that the brother that I was, and I thought, it's been about maybe 5-6 years. And she got, and I started seeking the Lord and said, Lord, I'm going to be like that old woman. I'm through with him. He's in the ministry now. He's going to become a pastor. Send me somebody else so I can make them out a disciple of man. You don't know what God went to the water company. I thought I was just going to be in the ditch and wallowing around in dirt and mud. I've been for you. Boy, I wouldn't have been doing this. Bro. I thank God for you. I was that man. You know, I'm just your brother in the Lord. You know, I'm like Patton. Don't look. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So we got them to Jesus. All of them. There is therefore now no condemnation. Ain't no flack. You won't get none of that from God. But you're going to get all of that from the world. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. They're going to condemn you. They're going to think you crazy when you get to death. He looked like he's going to die. I said, brother, can I pray for you? No, I don't need that. No, help him anyway. You know, help that brother anyway. Walk. Not in flesh, but in the spirit. You're going to call somebody else to be blessed. We are blessed so we can be a blessing. Not money again. Clothes. Can be houses. Whatever God tell you to do, do it. Wait a minute, Lord. Why you want me to get his house away? Why you want me to get him $100? You know, just, they didn't ask Jesus, why are we pouring water in the knee? Whatever he say, do. When you get that, got all this, why? Get right on over you until you do what I say do. Do what I say. Don't you tell your kid, you just do what God say do. You'll come out on top every time. That bit of water will be made sweet. I say, throw a branch in the water. This water, it made the water sweet. Throw another, it made it swim and made it float. But we got to know why. Just do it. You know, we, because Nike said it. But God said it first. just do it. I was out there doing it because Nike said do it. I'm doing it now because Jesus said, James, you get up there, you get the stuttering, and you get nervous, and you get the jitters, and, you know, look, it ain't the shit. You're standing before me. You know, so just keep on stepping. Just keep on stepping. You're going to get your job. Don't worry about nothing. You're going to have that baby. Just keep on looking back and say, didn't I tell you, devil? Didn't I tell you that God was going to do it? I told you God was going to give me this child. I told you God was going to give me this job. I know God would do it. I got a testimony, and I'm going to let you go. I'm going to turn it back over the path. God told me to do something. When I was on the couch, I got up early, and I went downstairs. Meditate, read, eliminated for 3 days. Three other days. But I wasn't in discomfort. Eat food. Just eat it up. And don't, I mean, just ain't nothing in me. And so I'm going, Lord, I know you said what goes in the mouth comes out the draw. Come and pray. I must utter 2, 3, maybe 4 words. And all of a sudden, I heard the sounds of abundance of rumbling. And I said, Lord, already? I'm so glad I was right behind brother. You know, I go and tell. The Bible says, look, oh, deeds among the people. So I'm making known my God's deeds. I'm telling what people done. He pulled up and he let the window down. We are working. He said, hey, he said, man, I did one of your numbers. I said, what? He said, man, do you know, man, I have an eliminate? And I said, I'm going to do it too. That's all you got to do is what God say do. It's going to work. He said, ran the QT and then. After I got through there, I had to go to St. Vincent Community Center. Don't give me the glory. Don't give me the praise. Don't give me the honor. I'm done. Let's high step and power walk. God bless you and love you. I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor. Hallelujah. Give him some praise, y'all.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Been knowing him for 20-something. Raised him in the Lord. God is good. At this time, if you want prayer for anything, hallelujah. If you really want, if you're not saved, accept Christ as your Savior. I'm not saying to join the church, not this particular church. You don't have to join them. You're part of the church. If you need the Lord to save you, get you ready. My chairs were put out. Hallelujah. Come and sit. Come to the Lord. Jesus, I consider that everybody here is saved. I'm not saying that you belong to a church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, that's why my heart. If you need prayer for anything, when you come, we'll pray and we'll join with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.